Wisconsin Badgers safety Colin Wilder has just months left in his classroom career and just one game left in his collegiate athletic career. The Katy, Texas native will travel with his Badgers to a bowl game in a few weeks, hoping to get that elusive ninth victory. Hello, everybody. Thanks for stopping by Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Colin Wilder was a walk-on transfer from Houston, and the move has worked out great for both the six-year senior and his school. The spark plug of the Badgers D is back on the phone with me. All right, you have a big vocal presence in the locker room with this team, Colin. Describe the process of finding your voice and earning the right to be heard with the ball club.
Yeah, you know, I came in here back in 2018 walking on. I didn't know anybody. I really didn't know. I didn't really have many connections on the team. I had one kid who I played against in high school who really linked me to Wisconsin, which, you know, he's one of my closest friends now, but I really didn't have anyone close. I didn't have any personal connections here, and so I came in here pretty quiet. You know, I didn't say much. I wanted my actions to speak louder than my words, and I wanted to earn trust from my teammates through my actions. And you know, my actions had to speak louder than my words for a couple years. And you know, there was plenty of things that I've wanted to say, or plenty of things that I've wanted to do, you know, for this program. And I knew that it was going to take time. I knew it was going to take time for me to make an impact when it came to my leadership. You know, it's you can't just step in and just immediately do it. You have to earn respect from your teammates, your coaches, and you have to be able to do the little things right each and every day in order to earn that respect. So it was a process. It was a process, and you know, you obviously have to produce on the field too. You have to excel on the field, and so you know, this year, or really last year, and going into this year, kind of all just came together naturally. And I'm truly grateful for it. I'm truly grateful to have been a leader on this team and to have a voice. I mean, this program means the world to me, and to be influential in this program, you know, has truly meant the world.
Yeah, you were at the center of that team promotion called the Grit Factory, homemade cap that you wore on the sidelines to celebrate big plays. What's the story of that?
Yeah. I mean, I you know, the brand, the Grit Factory, I kind of made it, made a Twitter account back in August, and you know, just kind of for fun. You know, I love the, you know, recognizing grit, you know, with, you know, the perseverance and the attitude and the just the resilience of adversity. I truly love and embrace people who can you know, overcome adversity. And so I made a Twitter account just for fun back in the day, and or, you know, a couple months ago. And and then for Halloween, you know, we were trying to figure out a Halloween costume, me and one of my teammates, Mike Gregory, and we found these like factory suits, and or these like mechanic suits. And I'm like, oh, let's be a factory worker. It's, you know, at the Grit Factory, you know, just kind of messing around. And I grabbed, you know, that there was a hat, you know, next to the mechanic suits. And so, you know, we grabbed one of those hats, and I was like, let's just write the Grit Factory on the hat in Sharpie for our costume. And so then I ended up wearing the hat, you know, to the facility the day before the game. And a lot of the guys loved it. They loved the hat. They thought it was funny and kind of fun. And a couple guys mentioned to wear it on the sideline when we get a turnover. And I was like, all right. So, you know, we snuck it on the sideline. And, of course, you know, in Versailles, a bunch of guys, you know, got turnovers. And we had a big game defensively, you know, in that week. And so we were wearing the hat a lot that game, you know, just for fun. And just kind of naturally just blew up. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then the lawyers got involved at the UW with this nil stuff, and you had to take it down. But it was fun there for a few weeks. What images, Colin, will be enduring for you as you leave the program now? Games, people, teammates, what?
I mean, gosh. I mean, most importantly, it'll be the people. Coach Chris, Coach Leonard, and my teammates. You know, all the relationships that I've made along this journey, and since I've been here. I mean, it has. Those are the most important things. I mean, the experiences with them obviously is great too, but you know, it all comes down to the relationships, and you know, that's what I'm going to miss the most here. That's what I'm going to forever remember. Obviously, the games are great. The experiences playing the Rose Bowl, playing the Big Ten Championship in 2019 is great. But you know, those relationships and the moments in the locker room, the moments walking to practice, the moments talking to guys before the team meetings, moments in the training room, you know, those with those people, that's what matters to me. And you know, that's what I'm going to miss the most. And you know, I really, really hope that I can stay connected with these guys and stay connected to this program as I try to make the NFL. And you know, the Lord knows how long that'll happen, but you know, it's really just those relationships have meant the world to me here, and I'll forever cherish.
Yeah, relationships, so important. But the most important relationship of all time for your life happened when you were a kid. And, Colin, that's when you invited Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. And I think we'll save that for our next show, because we're out of time again on Sports and Commentary. So much more to visit with you about, though, your faith story. We'll have you unpack that for us on the next edition of S&C, all right?
Awesome.